So we start off with our C chord and we pinch 5 and 2, then we pause, and this gives us time to take our second finger to the 4th fret of the 4th string and our 3rd finger to the 4th fret of the 2nd string. We'll hit these two notes together, followed by the 1st string open, then move back down to your C chord shape and give me the 3rd string, which is open, then the 2nd string, and then the 4th string all around a C chord. So here's what we have so far. Then we go back up to that 4th fret with the 4th and 2nd strings. Pinch those together. Then 1st string open, back down to your C chord. 3, 2, 4, 3. Then we're back to our G7 shape that had our 4th finger on the 2nd string 3rd fret, and we'll do this. So take that G7 shape. We have 6, then 4, 2, and 1, then 5, 2, and 1, then 4, then lift up just your first finger and hit that open, and then you're going to hammer that first finger back down, but at the same time, you will hit the 6th string. Listen to this. So you can hear that my hammer-on hits at the same time I'm hitting the 6th string, 3rd fret. After I hit that 6th string, I'll have the 2nd string by itself, then 4 and 1. Then we're going to lift up everything but our 4th finger. Keep it down on the 3rd fret of the 2nd string. We will hit the 5th and 1st strings open, followed by the 2nd string. And then our 2nd finger will move to the 2nd fret of the 5th string, which we will hit, followed by the 3rd string open. Then we have two measures of C that sound like this. So grab your C chord, and let's add in the 1st string 3rd fret with our 4th finger. We will go 5 and 2, then 4 and 1, then 3, then 3rd finger moves up to the 6th string 3rd fret. Hit that, then follow that with the 1st and 2nd strings together, and then the 4th string by itself. Then take your 3rd finger back down to the 5th string 3rd fret, hit that along with your first two strings. Then let go of everything but the 4th finger. Give me the 5th string 1st fret, followed by the bottom two strings together. The 2nd string should be open, the 1st string should be your 3rd fret, 5th string open, then the 6th string 3rd fret. And then we'll have this. And we're going to call this ending number 1 because it shows up over and over again in the song. And rather than teach it to you again, I can just make reference to it. Okay, let's look at this ending.